Hey, Ryan, since you're not going to the game, where are you planning on watching the Wildcats?
I'll be stuck at the office, but I wish I could be lounging at home in front of my TV.
Yeah, me too. I've been thinking about getting like a big comfy recliner from Sam Levitt's Furniture.
Ooh, stylish.
Sam Levitt's Furniture has specials on a wide selection of recliners, so you can watch the game in style. You can check out a bunch of options at their Tucson locations. I'm thinking of getting one with swivel action.
Ooh.
But I kind of like the one I saw with cup holders.
Well, while Justin makes up his mind about which recliner he likes best, let's talk some sports.
From the Arizona Daily Star and Tucson.com, this is the Wildcast.
Welcome to the Wildcast, your Arizona Wildcats football, basketball, and more podcast. This is an awkward intro. I miss Greg Hansen already. I'm Ryan Finley, Star Sports Editor. Greg Hansen is in China, something about stealing a purse. We expect to get him back here next week. The president is working hard to get Greg back in Tucson. I'm joined today by Caitlin Schmidt, public safety reporter, Arizona Daily Star. If you have not been reading her stuff, you should. If you are a daily sports reader, you probably think that Caitlin sort of just joined our sports team a couple months ago. In reality, she's been here a couple of years and is now our expert on all things related to the FBI investigation, Title IX, Scottie Young, Orlando Bradford, court appearances. I can keep going, Caitlin. Should I?
No, it's a lengthy list these days.
Jeez. Yes. Yeah. Well, thank God. Caitlin has a coffee and Diet Coke, and I think works about 80 hours a week with all of this stuff going on.
yeah.
With sports, it seems like it's something every day. And, of course, there is something today. Book Richardson declared himself not guilty in a New York City federal court. Certainly his expected response, but significant nonetheless.
Yes, this probably will be quite the lengthy trial, too, given how many separate parties are involved, how many court cases there are, and the fact that the FBI investigation is still ongoing.
Mm-hmm. You received a comment from one of his lawyers today, David Axelrod.
Yes, he said it was a tragedy for a good person like his client,
right.
And you know, they'll be fighting it.
It's so funny, you know, Richardson employs a couple of different lawyers. His other lawyer earlier this month told the AP something like, it's amazing what they consider a crime in this case. So this is now the Book Richardson sort of legal team defense, right? Which is, whoa. Like, this may be immoral, maybe, if he did anything, but it's not illegal.
Right. And their definition of tragedy is certainly a little different than some other people's. But mm-hmm. Yes, they are going to declare their client's innocence mm-hmm. and they'll fight the good fight, I imagine.
A lot of these things, Caitlin, you know, you hear words like indictment and plea or plead, and you think, okay, stuff's moving forward. But really, this is just kind of procedural stuff, right?
It is. And in local court cases, we see these things drag out for 3-4 years sometimes because of motions and status conferences.
Right.
And I mean, the idea is always to get a plea deal, but most of the times attorneys will want to take it to trial. So it'll be interesting to see what happens here. If they'll take a plea, if they'll take it to trial, what comes out in testimony.
Mm-hmm.
It could be quite exciting.
Is there a significance to the two defendants who cut deals last week? Was it that sued and Manush sued and the AAU coach? Was it Augustine?
Yeah.
I believe they both cut those deals. Could that get things moving faster than if we had to sit and wait for discovery and all this other stuff?
Yeah, if they cut deals, there's a good chance that they flipped on someone else, provided mm-hmm. more information, and Book and these other defendants might be much more daunting for them
mm-hmm.
Because it's not circumstantial evidence. It would be direct testimony from someone involved. So that could certainly compel them to act quicker.
Mm-hmm.
But it will be exciting to see what the plea deals were, what they stipulate to,
mm-hmm.
and what Book's really looking at.
Now, what's the next step here? Is there a date to circle?
You know, I didn't Axelrod did not tell us when the next hearing was, but they usually, it's usually about once a month, once every 2 months, case management hearings, status conferences, which are virtually the same. And sometimes they're just for the purpose of setting another court date. So, with the holidays coming up too, this process will probably slow down until January, I would imagine.
Sure. And we know that Buck Richardson is here in Tucson. He was not, I don't know if he was in court today. He certainly was not there for arraignment. I don't believe he had to be there for arraignment.
No, I think he had to be there to enter his guilty plea, but he will not have to be in court for status conferences, motions, anything like that. Right. So,
Let's take this off in just a little bit of a different direction here. You're a sports fan.
I sure am.
But, I mean, right?
That's right.
Tell the people that Peyton Manning, all that stuff.
Peyton Manning is the best. The Colts will never be the same without him. I do have a Colts tattoo on my foot, and I wish they would get better because it would be much easier to live.
You are ending up, and not from Indiana either. Just a Colts fan.
Just a Colts fan because I love football.
Right.
It may have started with a football pool, Manning's first year, in which I constantly bet against. His rookie year was not good.
No.
I was not a fan, and then I had to become a fan, and it really was worth it for a while, but...
Right, not so much. Is it, and I know, again, that you had some interest in sports when you started off in your journalism career.
I did.
Did you ever think that you'd be sort of straddling that line now between sports and courts and dealing with university administration and Freedom of Information Act requests? I mean, there's a lot of things kind of all coming together here in the last few months.
I didn't think I'd be here, but it really is a lot of fun. It's kind of the best of both worlds. As a public safety reporter, I've been covering nothing but crime and courts for 3 years now, and this is, having wanted to do sports before, this really is the best of both worlds.
We had a story in Sunday's paper about some of the ongoing Title IX issues at the U of A, and I know that this is a project that we continue to work on. But the very basics are this, is in the wake of the Scottie Young arrest in the ongoing Craig Carter case. He was profiled in 2020 last week. We had sort of asked the U of A what, if anything, they do to make their student athletes more aware of Title IX and of what is allowed and not allowed. They initially said that they had resources. We asked what those resources were, and they did not let us know what that was. I'm putting a finer point on it here. Do you believe that there's training offered? Do we know?
I believe that there is training offered in the form of they probably provide them with websites. There is a mandatory orientation for all incoming freshmen.
Right.
Transfer students, it doesn't look like, have to do that. Okay. But in regards to athletic department-specific training, I don't think it's there. And if it is there, I would ask that they produce it.
Right.
But 3 weeks later, having not shown us anything, doesn't bode well for them.
Right. And it's funny because it's not required by the NCAA. It is only recently been announced by the NCAA that people should have these things in place. Correct?
In August, the NCAA made it a requirement, and coaches, assistant coaches, all have to sign documents saying that they administered this training, that all of their athletes have done it. And I don't know if they've started tracking that. It would have seemed to me that if that was passed in August, in September, I would do that training. But if it's there, why won't you show it to us?
Well, it's funny, too. The U of A and the NCAA are not two institutions that traditionally work at mock speed, right?
Yep.
It's possible that this would take 9 months or a year or something to just kind of get the ball.
Develop a curriculum and
right.
whatnot, when the reality is there's curriculums at other schools that they could borrow and
right.
take from and use. Stanford has right. a pretty solid one now.
Well, now.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, in light of recent events.
Yeah. We had, Hansen and I think were talking about this maybe off mic a week ago. I wish there was as much outrage over the ongoing Craig Carter situation as there is over whether or not Buck Richardson gave a high school kid $10,000. This Craig Carter situation was detailed again in 2020 last Friday, or on 2020 last Friday. Sort of the short version is he was the throws coach at the U of A who had an inappropriate relationship with a player, then was arrested, admitted to, among other things, some violence against her, some stalking, and then decided that he was going to fight this case after admitting to police that he had done X, Y, and Z.
Yes.
Okay.
And this has been going on for almost 3 years now.
Right.
He has a jury trial scheduled for March, and his victim is suing the U of A and
right.
suing him for failure to protect. And in an interesting move, he countersued her
right.
For defamation, which I have no comment on that. But in the civil trial against the university for failure to protect, the state is required to pay for his defense.
Okay.
And he has opted for a private attorney, and his legal bills as of October, I think, were $750,000, which the taxpayers are footing that bill.
Lovely.
So the longer this drags on, it's $30,000 to $40,000 a month. We are also paying for Greg Burns' private attorney, and as of last week, the U of A and Fred Harvey have opted not to go with the state attorney general anymore, but to retain their own private attorney, which will add to the costs.
Those are expensive.
Those are expensive. They're much more expensive than the state-employed attorney.
Right, which is crazy, too, because Craig Carter was offered a deal.
He was. He was offered a plea deal for, I think, 1 to 4 years in prison. He is facing up to 30 in one of the cases against him. In a second case for violating a restraining order, he's facing another 30. So he could be looking at 60 years in prison. For most people, I think 1 to 4 years would seem like nothing. But he's going to take this all the way, it looks like.
Right. Well, and he is fairly adamant. And the U of A, in some of its public statements, has been fairly adamant that they're going to not admit wrongdoing here.
Right, right. If he's convicted in trial in March, it'll be interesting to see what happens in that civil case.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he testifies, I don't know that he wouldn't turn on the U of A.
Right.
So.
Right. Interesting times.
Interesting times. And Orlando Bradford
right.
on Monday will be sentenced to some time in prison. So that's coming up next week, too.
Wow. What an encouraging 15, 20 minutes we've just spent talking Arizona Wildcats sports. Caitlin Schmidt. For Arizona Wildcats fans, I get emails and tweets every day from people sort of wanting to know the latest on this and wanting to know what it means. From your standpoint, there's been this sort of constellation of problems now, right? I mean, and FBI, pending NCAA stuff.
Lawsuits.
Courts, lawsuits. Orlando Bradford, I mean, Orlando Bradford is in prison right now.
Yes, he is.
He was 14 months ago playing football at the U of A. That is, in our legal system, a stunningly quick turnaround. What does all this mean, big picture?
I mean, I think there's going to have to be some changes in their Title IX training and issues with domestic violence and rape and whatnot. In Orlando Bradford, the U of A is also facing a federal lawsuit from one of his victims for failure to protect, saying that they had prior knowledge. So I would hope that they'll be forced into taking this much more seriously. I don't think they'll get much more transparent. I don't think they'll be telling us about these things, but hopefully there's some progress. But this is certainly a slew of legal issues kind of running the gamut.
Right. And it's surprising to me because with a new athletic director and a new president, it would be really easy to sit there and go, I don't know what the last administration did, but we are going to be tough on crime, or we are going to do it this way. And yet, there hasn't really been that. I mean, the U of A athletic department has not put this at the feet of Greg Byrne, who's in Alabama. The U of A president's office has not put this at the feet of Ann Weaver Hart, who is, using big air quotes here, working at the U of A in some other capacity now. It's interesting that rather than sort of use those regime changes to say, we're doing things differently now, they're basically saying, no, we didn't do anything wrong to begin with.
Yeah, that is interesting. And maybe they've figured out that laying the blame on your predecessors is not really productive. Nobody
Probably.
Really buys it. But this doesn't seem to be an effective response either. I mean,
right.
these are problems. They've
right.
been brought to light. I would get ahead of it.
Right. Caitlin Schmidt, I know you got a story to write. So thank you so much for joining us here on the Wildcast. Again, lots going on. To follow Caitlin, you can follow her on Twitter.
Yes, at Caitlin C. Schmidt.
Caitlin C., letter C., Schmidt.
Yep.
Okay. And obviously on Tucson.com. You can follow me at Ryan_Finley. Visit us. And you know what? You can download the Wildcaster app, too. Wildcaster app's pretty cool. Caitlin, I don't think you have it yet.
I have it.
Do you have it?
I have it.
It's fantastic. And it is free, which is my favorite four-letter word. I'm a failed sports writer. I love free stuff. That'll do it for this episode of the Wildcaster. Next week, Greg Hansen returns with harrowing stories about a Chinese jail or harrowing stories about his doctor's appointment from this week. We'll see you next time.